Where to
next?
The second grade class is reading a story about a boy venturing out into the city to help his older sister find a job.
Do you think you can get a job in
here?
The siblings in the story make several stops, a bakery, an auto shop. It's a narrative that many of the kids in this class already understand.
A lot of our students have younger siblings or older siblings that they learn from and have a really deep connection with.
Linda Wilson teaches at Treewind K-8, where nearly all students live in low-income households. That means older siblings often have to take charge while parents are working. Wilson says having culturally relevant learning materials keeps her kids engaged. But there's something about this classroom that perhaps keeps it even more relatable. The teacher, Wilson, is Black like most of her students, and she also lives about three blocks away from the school. Wilson says the students and their families are her people.
I see them at the grocery store. I see them at the hair supply store. I see them at church, so I see them in different avenues.
That's essentially the cornerstone of a program she's trying to reestablish in Peoria called Grow Your Own Teachers. Kate Van Winkle is the executive director of the state GYO program. She says it's structured around the idea that locally grown teachers are invested in their communities.
Normally do you have a person who's committed to teaching and inspiring students, but you're also helping in terms of lowering the cost for the school district, because turnover is a very expensive reality for a lot of school districts across the country.
Another challenge facing urban school districts statewide is a lack of minority teachers. Peoria Public Schools Illinois report card data shows the makeup of teachers is 88% white, with about 7% of teachers identifying as Black. Conversely, white students make up less than a quarter of those enrolled, and more than 57% of students are Black. When Grow Your Own launched in 2005, it set a lofty goal of training 1,000 new teachers to be placed in districts across the state. Before the budget impasse, GYO was active in 11 Illinois school districts. But the loss of state funding means the program remains in two. Chicago and Rockford have found ways to maintain their local efforts.
What's heartbreaking about the budget impasse and the lack of funds we have is that there are literally hundreds of people that are passionate about not only education, but they're passionate about educating young people in their own communities.
Aside from the stalemate in Springfield, Grow Your Own also received opposition from lawmakers because it was expensive. The state spent more than $22 million on Grow Your Own over a decade. State Senator David Kaler.
I know that there has been a critique out there that maybe they didn't have enough impact for the money that was spent.
Grow Your Own says 115 candidates completed the program and are teaching in school districts across Illinois. But since its inception, many candidates dropped out or were unable to complete the program. Senator Kaler says despite the challenges, he thinks the benefits are worth the upfront investment.
And certainly the track record comes into that, as to whether somebody's deserving to have ongoing funding. But I think this is an idea that just is so needed in our communities that we should give it every consideration that we can.
Kaler says he's hopeful that funding could be restored when the state passes a budget. But GYO's program director, Kate Van Winkle, says in the meantime, they've learned some important lessons.
We can no longer rely solely on state funds, but it is absolutely a community and citywide effort, and you need to have support from lots of different sectors in order for GYO to be successful.
Van Winkle says the organization has had to rethink its funding and structure. For instance, the remaining GYO programs are mostly funded by private sources like foundations. And that seems to be the direction Peoria is headed, which brings us back to second grade teacher Linda Wilson. She's been meeting with stakeholders for the past year to get funding off the ground. Wilson's invested in making Peoria's GYO program happen.
I would not have become a teacher probably if it hadn't been for the program. I was a teacher's aide previously, and I was kind of chugging away, would take in two or three classes here, just would have taken a long time.
Wilson says the costs associated with becoming a teacher, like books, unpaid student teaching, and board certification, can be too cost prohibitive for non-traditional students, particularly working parents. Looking ahead, Peoria School District Administration has included GYO in its five-year strategic plan. Superintendent Sharon Desmoulin-Carat says she's requesting that the recently established Community Governing Board, Alignment Peoria, make it a funding priority. Wilson estimates the cost of starting GYO in Peoria will be about $200,000. That would cover expenses like tuition, a living stipend, travel, and mentoring. She says it's an investment in teachers, but more importantly, it's an investment in kids and the community.
People that are in poverty may think that, you know, they have this hopelessness. They may think, okay, I'll play the lottery and then we'll get our family out of this. But the foundation of almost everything is education. And that's something that I tell my students all the time, is that that's where their power lies.
Some of the expectations, please be respectful, responsible, and safe.
Having Black and minority teachers in the classroom is also a powerful visual cue. Wilson says it gives students a role model in a leadership position where they may not have previously seen themselves. I'm Cass Harrington.